This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It is time to talk to the ready-to-love officer. That is Nephew Tommy and Junior. You guys ready?
Come on.
All right, this is from LaToya in Denver. LaToya says, I just found out that the man I'm dating has a tattoo on his lower back. He said he got it when he was younger, and he has 14 other tattoos. Do men get lower back tattoos too?
What they call it? The
tramp stamp.
Tramp stamp.
Which is a lower crazy back thing, but yeah.
I don't know. I got a sleeve, so I don't know.
Yeah,
don't know
you're about showing you. It today.
Yeah. I am. I'm showing my little sleeve.
Junior, do men get lower back tattoos?
Not the men I know.
Two.
I don't know no men that got lower back. Not the ones I know. Nah. It may be some out there, but what you can't do is raise your shirt and turn your back talking about, look at this. I'm not doing that with you. That's what we not doing. Put your shirt down and go somewhere.
You can't pull your shirt up here.
No.
I'm so glad you're back on the road, Junior.
Yeah, and guess what, Shirley? What type of tattoo is this I'm looking at on your lower back?
A rose?
What is this? Yeah.
All right, we're moving on, guys. Clinton in Lake Charles says, I'm still mad from Super Bowl weekend when I went to the game with my wife's brother and he told her I was buying drinks for women. I was having a good time and didn't expect my brother-in-law to report back to my wife. He said we need to let bygones be bygones, but I can't. Do I have to be nice to this guy?
I'm through with you.
Yeah.
We done. We ain't talk. I'm see you at the family outing, but I'm through. Me and you ain't hanging no more. That's it.
Okay.
No.
That's it.
Yeah.
You dumb.
For other women in New Orleans.
Super Bowl weekend.
Just down there wilding.
Yeah. That's all they doing.
These is hurricanes right here, man. These is hurricanes.
Zacharys.
Yes. And we in New Orleans.
You didn't win back. We get back home and you running your mouth about what we did. Nah, I can't.
Yeah.
Talk too much.
So he doesn't have to be nice to the guy or anything. Just, move it along.
No, to hell with you.
Okay.
Talk to him. Might as well tell him everything. That's what I would do. Just start telling him everything. Since you want to report back on him, I might as well tell him myself. That's what I would do.
Like what, Junior? What else?
I'm going to the bathroom. Because you know who going to tell you. Going to the stove. We already know who here. You know who gonna tell you.
Hawkins. He talked way too much.
Way too much.
Yes. All right. Moving on to Tierra in D.C. Tierra says, I haven't been intimate with my husband lately. He gave up intimacy for Lent to strengthen his mind and body, and he said that working out makes him forget about sex. Can a workout be as satisfying as sex? He has gotten tired, or has he gotten tired of sleeping with me? Whoa, this is deep.
Whoa. Yeah, what do you have to say to that?
Sex, religion.
Don't throw ready love in there. But listen, nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing overrides making love. I'm sorry. So let's just get this understood. So I don't know what he going through. He trust me, he lying. Mm-hmm. He lying. Ain't that much weightlifting.
He said workout is
cardio,
more cardio satisfying than sex. That's what he said.
If you...
You guys both work out, so that's not true?
If you
get the cardio in the bedroom. That's good cardio in there, though. Right. That's good cardio.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a workout. Sex is a workout. I don't know what you're talking about. And I don't know how holy you is. You gave it up for Lent. I'd have chose something else. I would have gave it up.
What, like sugar?
I ain't that saved. I'm not going to give up sex for 40 days. I'm not that.
Anything, but not that.
Anything, but that.
But you think, though, is this a sign, though? Has he gotten tired of sleeping with his wife? Is this another way to say it?
Ooh, it could be.
This question is deep,
though. Yeah.
But some people get tired. Some people get tired of their spouse, and then it comes back, and it rekindles. It's in and out and in. Not like that. Don't say it.
Yeah, but Lent is 40 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's too long.
It's something else going on.
You ain't gonna make it, Tommy.
No, but you're going to the gym though.
You're going to the gym. You're working out.
Stress reliever. You're working out. Yeah.
The stress reliever is at that house. Yeah. It's not at that gym.
Not for the next 40 days.
So what am I doing until Easter? Because when my wife walks by, I tries to initiate sex. I don't get it every time. I try when I see her. So for 40 days, I'm just talking to you, just straight talking.
And working out. Yeah. Going to the gym.
Okay. If we're going to be all 40 days, after that's over, are we going to be on for 40 straight days? Because we got to catch back up.
Ain't nobody doing that. See, that's too much.
See, we done took off 40 days. Give me 40 days straight. Let me have that.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't agree to it. That's why I don't do that
Lent and cotton stuff. I don't do all that.
All right, guys. Crazy. Last one, guys. This is from Gina in New Orleans. Gina says, my daddy left my mom when I was 10, and he married my mama's old boss. I'm 37 now, and mama still won't allow me to be nice to my two sisters by that other woman. I have obeyed her so far, but do I still have to do what my mama says? She's 37 now.
You 37?
Yeah, almost 40.
And you can't talk to your sisters?
By that other woman.
mama gotta let it go. You gotta break that. You gotta let your mama know you done drug this out too long. Now you done missed a half a life with your sisters.
Yeah. Junior, what should she say to her mom?
Well, I'm going to take my sisters out. I'm going to build a relationship. Because this 27 years we talking about.
Uh-huh. 37.
37. She's 37.
37.
Yeah.
Well.
You're doing the math?
Yeah. Because she was 10.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You've been on this woman.
Yeah, they coming over for Christmas. Yes.
Who?
Coretta and Danetta is coming over for Christmas.
Not over here.
But...
Not
her mom is not having that. And her question is, she's obeyed her mom so far. Does she still have to do what her mama says? She's got to, cut those.
You don't. You're a grown
apron
woman.
Apron strings.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to put them all in the same room together. But you still, I think you should go have a relationship with your sister.
Yeah.
I have a sister right now. I have a sister who's 22.
Okay.
Yeah, I
don't see that. First time I heard about this.
Yeah, your family, I'm telling you, surprise after surprise.
You keep getting more family.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.